USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is planning to announce sanctions on Russia as soon as today. Sources say it will target several individuals and entities. The package of sanctions targeting several Russian officials will be coupled with orders to expel some of them from the United States. The sanctions would be part of a set of responses by the U.S. government to a cybersecurity breach, which was identified in December and that the U.S. government said was likely orchestrated by Russia. Violent protests continue in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, as demonstrators clash with police following the apparent accidental death of 20-year-old Dante Wright. Ex-Brooklyn Center officer Kim Potter is charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting death. She has since posted $100,000 bond. A group of House Republicans Tuesday will introduce a constitutional amendment aimed at setting the number of Supreme Court justices at 9 in reaction to calls from Democrats to pack the court in an executive order by President Biden to study the topic. USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
President Biden's announcement of pulling all U.S. and NATO troops out of Afghanistan has been met with criticism. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still currently in the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against pulling out and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their fight against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse. But I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain.
The United States entered Afghanistan October 7, 2001. Congratulations to Chicago White Sox pitcher Carlos Rodon for throwing a no-hitter Wednesday night, beating the Cleveland Indians 8-0. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR racing this weekend is at the short track in Richmond, Virginia. The race will be televised on Fox and Motor Racing Network. We recently caught up with driver Brad Keselowski and asked him about the Richmond Raceway.
Richmond was kind of a dominant race for us last fall. I was super disappointed that Richmond in the spring got canceled because of COVID, because I thought we'd be really good. But I'm looking forward to going back and hopeful to have the same success we had last fall. It's certainly a track that I've had circled. You know, Jeremy Bowens, my crew chief, and the whole team did such a great job preparing the car for that racetrack. So hopefully we can repeat.
Driver William Byron was asked to compare Richmond to other tracks.
You know, I think it honestly is its own beast. I mean, it kind of is like Atlanta with the surface. But then you've got some aspects of it that are similar to Phoenix, I guess. So it's, you know, it's really kind of its own beast. It's very low grip. You know, even lower grip in the race car than it looks. So it's always kind of a challenge to manage the throttle there. You've got to kind of, you know, sometimes you're running half throttle down the straightaway just to keep the tires under it, later on in a run. So it's a challenge.
NASA's $800 million Mars lander is in an energy crisis because of dirt on the solar panels. InSight, which landed on Mars in 2018, is in need of a windstorm to blow the panels clean. USA Radio News.